Regan with Nesting Those Realty, powered by eXp Realty here in Asheville, North Carolina, where my team and I are helping dozens of people relocate to the Asheville area. Living in Asheville podcast, just like my YouTube channel, is all about living, breathing, going to school, having babies, different neighborhoods, different parts of town, different towns around Asheville, everything you need to know about living and moving to the Asheville area. If you need help relocating to Asheville, North Carolina, reach out to me and my team. Our contact information is down in the description. Almost 3 years to the date, I made a video about the cost of living in Asheville. And this is sort of an update because, boy, it's been 3 years and a lot of things changed. A lot of things changed across the country. And Asheville had seen a lot of changes as well. So I wanted to give you a quick update because I know a lot of people are asking me, who in the world can afford to live in Asheville? So stay tuned for that. So good news is not everything changed, meaning not every item on that cost of living list went up. And that's why I'm going to link that video in the description so you can refer back and just kind of get an idea, you know, how much it's going to cost. But some other things that contribute and have a huge impact on the cost of living gone up, especially in the past 3 years. And that is why I want to focus on those things here in this video. So some things that did change and did go up in prices, went up in prices across the board all over the country. I mean, we all saw news headlines when chicken prices went up, eggs prices went up, and Asheville is not an exclusion. A lot of local restaurants added, I think it's about 3% fee to each bill. And that started happening about a year and a half ago. A lot of people were pissed. And I'm not 100% sure if it's just local restaurants or every other restaurant in the area, because we only go to local restaurants. I mean, I get it. A lot of local restaurants here in the area, which by the way, are amazing, they go above and beyond in supporting local farmers, and not buy their produce from like Sam's Club and Costco and Walmart, but really support local farmers. A lot of restaurants are known for being farm to table, and this is what we love about this area and local restaurants. That's why we support them. But it was a hard pill to swallow for a lot of people who maybe were struggling before, and now it was even harder to go out and support local restaurants because that added fee. Gas prices keep fluctuating, and I feel like that's across the board, everywhere in the country. If you go from North Carolina, from the Asheville area, towards South Carolina, and we typically pass South Carolina on the way to the beach, we get our gas in South Carolina. We wait not to get gas, not to fill our tank in Asheville or this area. We wait to go to South Carolina and get our gas there. It's always been like that. This has not changed, but this is just, I guess this is just a little tip. Also, a little hint, it is a lot cheaper to live in South Carolina. But moving on. The next item did not increase, but I just wanted to remind everyone that unlike some other states like Florida, North Carolina has state income tax. The rate is 5.25%, and that's just what we have. A lot of other states apparently also do not have annual vehicle tax that North Carolina has, and that is just a reminder again. And I'm gonna put a link down in the description so you can kind of play around and calculate how much you can expect to pay for your annual vehicle tax. For example, I paid almost $800 for my Land Cruiser. It is a newer car, and it was like, ouch. My mom's car, we paid, I think, like $60, but she has a little pre-owned Honda Fit. You know, the difference is huge. That is why I'm gonna put a link down in the description. You can play around and kind of figure out how much you expect to pay for your vehicle. But it is every year, it is an additional expense that you might not see in other states. Welcome to North Carolina. If you're watching this video from other states, do you have, first of all, state income tax? And second, annual vehicle tax, because when in North Carolina, you're going to have to pay those taxes if you decide to make a move. The next item that eats up a lot of money for a lot of people is property taxes. And the rate hasn't really changed, but because of the cost of buying a house, the taxes went up. So again, as a reminder, if you decide to buy a house in Asheville city limits, you will be taxed to the max. So living in Asheville city limits means that you will have to pay not only Buncombe County taxes, which is about 48 cents per each $100 value, but also Asheville city taxes, which is 40 cents per each $100 value. And in some cases, depending on where you are, you might be required, like in this case, to pay an additional Asheville school tax, which is not big, but I mean, it all adds up, right? It's about 10 cents per each $100 value. Now, if you live right outside of city limits, that tax bill will be almost half of residents of city limits. Here you can see living outside of city limits means that you only pay Buncombe County taxes, which is again about 48 cents per each $100 value. In some cases, you might have either school tax or fire department tax. Again, it's not a lot, it's about 10 cents, like in this example. Ultimately, living outside of city limits is more affordable because your taxes are half. There's another little change at how our county starts looking at property taxes, but I'm gonna cover that all the way at the end after I cover this one last biggest ticket item on the menu. So stay tuned all the way to the end and it's gonna make all the sense. And the biggest reason why a lot of people cannot afford to live in the area, and I'm not just talking about somebody who is moving to the area, I'm talking about people who've been here, natives or locals who've been here for years, for decades, cannot afford to stay in the area and are forced to move out of the area, and that is how much it costs to rent and buy a house in the Asheville area. And while home prices and rent prices went up all over the country, this is what you can expect to pay if you're thinking about relocating to the Asheville area. To rent just one bedroom apartment, you need to expect to pay anywhere from $1,300 to $1,500 on average if you want to be close to Asheville, if you want to be in Buncombe County. So $1,500 will get you one bedroom apartment. I heard some people tell me that their rent went up, you know, anywhere from $100 to $300 in just in one jump. And it's ridiculous, I know. But this is the situation we have right now. I'm going to put some links in the description again for you to go back and maybe take a look around how much you can expect to pay for, you know, one bedroom, two bedroom, three bedroom apartment. I'm not even talking about houses. Those are just apartments in Asheville and maybe a little bit outside of Asheville in the whole Buncombe County. So do your own research before you make any move because this is huge, people. And so compared to 3 years ago when I made that last video about cost of living in Asheville, median sales price in Buncombe County, which is Asheville and some smaller towns around Asheville, went up almost $100,000. $100,000, which is now at about $475,000. Average sales price is close to $600,000. So when I first started in real estate almost 7 years ago, $500,000 plus homes were considered to be luxury listings. Luxury listings, just mind-blowing. These days, it will get you, I don't want to say an entry-level home, it's going to be above entry-level home for sure, but it's going to get you, you know, 3 to maybe 15, 17, 18 max, 100 square foot home built by a good local builder,
or maybe a resale, maybe on like a third of an acre, quarter of an acre, half an acre max if you go farther from the center of Asheville in the county. It's not going to get you anything luxurious these days. And this is just the reality of it. And I know talking about numbers can be a little bit abstract, and you're like, well, what does it mean for me? So let's break it down where you can really see if you can afford to live in Asheville given the interest rates that we have in and home prices that are available to us right this moment. Now, I'm staying in my lane. I'm not a mortgage broker, I'm not a lender, but anybody can access those mortgage calculators online. And just to illustrate to you how much you can expect to pay monthly for your mortgage, if you were to buy an average price home in the Asheville area, and if you were to put down 20%, and let's say interest rate is going to be 7%, you are almost at $3,000 a month just for mortgage, not including any other expenses, not including utility costs, going out, grocery, and stuff like that. Almost $3,000 just for your mortgage. So ask yourself, can you afford to do that? Can you afford to have it? It is frustrating. You know, I get it. I have people who reach out to me and say, our budget is $300,000 and we are looking for this, this, and the other. The double wides these days cost in the mid to upper 200s, sometimes in the 300s in this area. And you know, I hate to say that, and I hate to be a bearer of bad news, but you know, South Carolina, which is about an hour away from us, can offer you much better pricing. Again, it's either double wides, single wides on a larger lot, condos. Now, if you're looking for a condo, yes, there is a chance you can find a condo or a townhome, but single family home in the lower 300s, I'm not even talking upper 200s anymore. It's gone. You either need to really, really go away from Asheville or just go to a different state. Again, I hate to say that. This is just the reality of it. And I rather have you do your due diligence, do your homework, and be mentally prepared that this might be out of your reach. And then there are still people who are waiting for housing prices to collapse. Some people have been waiting for 3, 4 years, and guess what? They're not collapsing. Some renters, you know, first-time home buyers. Of course, there will be a lot of those who will never be able to afford to buy a house, or not in this area at least. But some renters who also been, you know, waiting for interest rate to go down, housing prices to go down, they end up jumping into home ownership because rent prices have been increasing too. And instead of paying $300, $400 more into their landlord pocket, they choose to jump into home ownership even with increased interest rate, even with increased housing cost, because it's still a better option. And the last thing that I wanted to mention about this new not feature, but this new thing that our tax department came up with. It happened last year. One of my clients who just bought a house got this bill in the mail for, I think it was $4,000 or $5,000, and it was basically back taxes on their property. Because tax department start looking into this reported square footage that they have in their records and square footage listed in MLS. And if MLS square footage was a lot higher, they decided to back tax people, whoever live there right now, for like the past few years. So for them, it ended up being few thousand dollars. We ended up negotiating with the sellers because it was really when they lived in the house, and it wasn't really fair to my buyers who only lived in the house for like 2 months. Luckily, we negotiated that, but now the tax department, Buncombe County Tax Department, is looking at all the, you know, MLS listings and comparing the square footage to make sure everyone is up to date. And if not, they're going to back tax whoever owns the house right now. Considering all the things, ask yourself a question. Can you afford to live in the Asheville area? Again, a lot of other areas outside of Asheville, outside of North Carolina, a lot more affordable. South Carolina, Tennessee, a lot more affordable if you need help relocating to the Asheville area. And other areas, South Carolina, Tennessee, Georgia, you name it, we have partners there who are local experts just like we are, who help dozens of people relocate to their areas. So if you need help relocating to our area, any other areas, feel free to reach out to me and my team. Thank you for listening. Do not forget to hit the follow button and leave us a review to help this podcast grow. You can also watch the videos on my YouTube channel. The link to it will be in the description. Reach out if you need any kind of help relocating to the Asheville area. And I will talk to you next time.